Okay, have you had any spruce tip conserve pickle with your venison lately? How about pine meringue pie? Chefs are taking spruce and pine, which are the conifer family, way beyond table decorations. The inspiration probably comes from Danish chef René Redzepi, who does wild and wonderful things with pine and birch bark. But there are experts much closer to home. One of them, who's supplying Vermont chefs and training them, is Nova Kim. She and her husband are wildcrafters. They teach wildcrafting at colleges throughout Vermont. Nova, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you call yourself a wildcrafter. Why not a forager?
Well, because if you really look at the etymology of that term, it means to strip or ravage. And a good wildcrafter, a collector, a gatherer, a harvester never does that. And there's a lot of really good collectors that have kind of got stuck with that title because that's what people have come to know it as, but that really need to claim back their original name, and that is a collector, a gatherer. For 90,000 years, we were hunters and gatherers. And then I think when they ran out of words, they started calling us foragers.
So let's talk about this idea of eating these trees that we let's face it, we don't think about eating this family very often.
Right.
Can you give us sort of a rundown of what each type tastes like?
Well, spruce is frequently compared to rosemary. Your balsam has a tendency to be a little, pairs better with sweets. It's not as strong and as intense as the spruce.
Uh-huh.
And the white pine is the mildest. And then, of course, there's my favorite, which is the concolor, which is kind of like a cross between a lemon and an orange fresh zest.
Oh, wow. What does a concolor look like?
Well, the concolor is a beautiful, long, blue-needled fir, and it's native out west.
So how do you gather these? What's the best way to do this? Is there a time of year? Is there something particular to look for?
Well, it depends upon what specifically you're using it for. A lot of people, in the normal time for collecting it is in the spring when the fresh, new, young, tender tips are out, which is kind of true with most all of your plants,
right.
The young, fresh, tender. And these do handle themselves very well in as much as that you can freeze them, and so you can use them later. But when you're collecting them, you want to keep in mind that what you're taking is that year's growth, so you take it sparingly. You don't take, you know, you don't just go in and kind of ravage the tree. You
right,
know, you take
right.
it here and there. And because any place you take it from a tree is going to affect that year's growth, so it's like anything else. When you're pruning, you want to balance it.
Right.
And then if you're doing it like now, like today, we're going to have some scallops, some diver scallops, and we're using concolor, and we're using a very nice butter that's been infused with it. It has a very subtle taste. I think a lot of people think that if they're using the wild firs and pines and spruces that they're going to overpower everything, and some definitely will depending upon how you're doing it. But, for instance, the concolor is very, very subtle, so it works well on mm-hmm. something that's light. But one of the best tastes and treats I've ever had was spruce ice cream.
Ah, so the cream was infused with the spruce?
Right. And or if you're doing sorbet, you can make a simple syrup, too.
Are all the firs and the spruces and the pines edible, or are there ones that we should be cautious about?
Okay, what we're talking about, there's a couple of western pine, the lalabi, and there's another one that they are not certain of. And unless you're sure, you shouldn't. That's like anything else, be
mm-hmm.
sure of what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, your spruce are all, I would term them as edible. The white pines, your eastern white pine is edible, and your firs. And so in that sense, you shouldn't run into any trouble. Now, that's not something that you go out and you chew on. You could, you know, just take minor nibbles off of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you use it more in the cooking. And
yeah.
then you can use the tips, the needles, and then you can even on some of them use the inner bark. You can make almost like a potato chip.
Ah.
I think it's like anything. You have to know how to properly handle them. And if you're infusing them, you make certain that you strain them out with a very fine
mm-hmm.
Strainer and sieve.
Where's a good place for a beginner to start cooking with these? What would be something that would be relatively simple?
Oh, relatively simple. Well, they could do something as simple as taking some white pine, and infusing it, just putting it into a nice apple cider vinegar, and then storing it for about a month out of sight, and then you have a very nice vinegar that's very high in vitamin C. You can use it in your cooking.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Nova, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you for your interest.
Wildcrafter Nova Kim and her husband Les Cook train Vermont chefs and supply them with edible evergreens. Find her conifer recipes on the website splendidtable.org.